True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Venice, Louisiana way now, and let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Morning, Mike. What's up?
A little bit wet, I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. A little soggy.
Yes, it is. Well, yesterday was something else. Luckily, we caught them early. We was back at Marina by 10 because we knew it was coming. It was a couple of captains had phone service, and I could hear them on the radio. They said, about 10:30, it's going to hit the marina. And they was right. It was about 10:32 when I got my boat on the trailer, and the bottom fell out. It rained all morning, but nothing bad. But the wind was blowing 25. And it was just one of them days, and now we got another glob sitting there fixing to hit us. My guys they're not really wanting to go today. But I get off the phone, I'm going to call them, and we'll go from there.
You got the same crew you had yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I got them for 3 days. And they, in there, my age, and I can understand it. Boat ride we took coming back yesterday. My God. I had to go about 5 miles in 3 to 4 footers, and it was not fun.
I'm seeing a glob straight out in the Gulf from you, but it's sliding to the east towards Florida.
I looked at it. I don't know. I got up about 3:30, and I looked at it. Looked like we was gonna have something between now and 8 o'clock, but
yeah. Well, you may get some teachers back building off this thing. I'm just saying what I'm seeing on radar right now.
Right. So, other than that, it's all good. I mean, we probably caught 100 fish yesterday morning.
What, to catch red 12, fish?
Yeah, to catch 12 keepers. And it's funny. A year ago, we'd have been through in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But everything now is 17 and a half inches long.
Mm-hmm.
All the keepers we got was around 25 inches long. But, a year ago, when it was 16 inches, everything was 15 and a half inches. It just blows my mind. I ain't caught a fish under 16 inches.
Yeah.
It's just wild. But, we definitely got a huge population of redfish right now.
That's good.
And trout, too. I mean, boys caught a limit of trout yesterday back before 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're catching them at, but they catching
them. Stumble on them.
My guy's not looking for them. They're looking for redfish. So.
Right. Man, a lot of people go there just for redfish. They won't even let you catch any trout. They pull out of these things. We want reds.
James, his daddy, he's the same way. He said, I didn't come down here to catch these speckled fish. He said, I come down here and catch redfish. Tell me every time. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't even care. I'll never forget one yet. I'm trying to think who was on. Pope was. Some of them old cronies, you know, he had a big old gang.
Right.
Lifelong friends, and they'd come down here and fish. And
sure, Johnny Whitehead was one of them.
Yeah, Whitehead was on the boat.
Yeah,
sure.
Johnny, he's a character.
Yeah, there's a little old slick pop. We've catch a few redfish. I said, y'all throw that slick right there. Color looked at me. I don't want no gaff top, and I don't want no speckled trout. I said, well, then Whitehead,
well,
one of them, I don't.
Slick too.
Y'all, they do. But you could tell. I could smell it. I knew it was trout.
Sweet.
One of them throwed into it and popped one of them. And I think we caught, 15, 20 of them just fast. You could throw in a slick.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what happened? I said, I guess he caught them. That was all I could tell you. So it was in that
little
old scoop.
Fish, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's funny about them trout. They do that. You know, and then they said, where'd he go?
That's good average, well, one slick, 15 or 20 fish. Hey, man, that's good.
Yeah.
Little pod
that's
of them.
Good. You bet. So, other than that, we've been dry. I don't think it's even rained since I've been back.
Right.
And then yesterday, we caught up quick.
Yeah.
I know y'all caught up.
We're more than caught up around here. I've had enough, man.
What Rusty told me last night, Beat Eyes was at 24 foot. They saying it was going to crest at 27. So half his range is on the water right now. So.
Man.
Luckily got his cattle all up on top of the hill before it backed up in there. So.
I saw where, what was it? Texoma's, already filled back up. It's only like a foot below pool after as dry as it was.
Yeah, I had some people over the weekend out of the Austin area, and they said, Travis, matter of fact, I saw where one fisherman posted where he pulled his boat to his pier, and he said he hadn't been able to do that in 2 years.
Yeah, that's good.
But Travis caught a bunch of water, too. They said it wasn't enough to fill it, but.
Well, no, but it's better than it was. Came up a lot.
Yep. So, and I've seen all that stuff out around you, Valley. So, everybody might be able to float down the Frio this year.
Yeah, I know they got the dam at Livingston at about 46,000 this morning.
Oh,
and
crap.
The lake almost got 2 foot above pool, but it's about 132.69 now. It's a little over a foot and a half above pool.
Yeah.
So.
They get that much water poured, now it's probably backing up in that deer leash.
Yeah. It's probably
what'd you say, how many?
46,170.
Yeah, it's not going to get drastic, but it's going to back some of them sloughs up.
Yeah, that'll definitely fill up the back of my bay with fresh water.
Oh, most definitely.
No doubt. Make that blue cat fishing good in the marsh up there, though.
Yeah.
And bayou rats up there fix start nuking blues.
Yep. You know, and I ain't caught one yet.
And, really?
You know, it's that time. No, and it's that time. You know, for us, the blues on them flats and stuff.
Usually y'all are catching them this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. And our water, I mean, the river is about 71 degrees, but the highest I fished 75 degree water Saturday or Sunday. Now, yesterday, once that wind was blowing and that rain, it got pretty cool. The water dropped back down about 72 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been on the incoming every day till yesterday. We was on incoming, and I think it hit the high about 9:30 where I was at.
Uh-huh.
And so we had a flip-flop yesterday, so. And fortunately, the water's not, you know, in places it's chocolate milk. the river's not chocolate milk, and, you know, I think we're at 17 foot in New Orleans right now. That's what one guy said yesterday. He'd never been here. And he said, well, they're saying 17 foot. Why ain't this all flooded? I said, that's New Orleans. You got to understand. They're gauging that at New Orleans, and it don't make a lot of sense. If it was at 17 foot, it'd be overspilling by right into New Orleans. But I don't know. I don't know how that gauge works. I did see where it got over the levees above Baton Rouge. But, I mean, just it was right at the top of the levees, and they was in a low spot, and there was a little water trickling through, so. It's all drama.
Yeah.
But the river, like I said, it's nice, dirty, but it ain't chocolate milk. So, and where I was at yesterday, I could see throwing up.
So, that's plenty good.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's kind of perfect, really. That's where I like it to be.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm side fishing, that's a different story, but. Other than that, I like a little bit of, a little dirt helps it a little bit, but I was sitting there watching it. As a matter of fact, I'd looked on my machine to see when that tide was fixing to hit, because I saw that mullet go berserk. I turned the machine on to the tides, and it was 1/10 of hitting its high, and them mullet were going wild.
Were they?
And, yeah. And we was pretty much catching one every cast, so. One of the three was catching one every cast, so kind of kept me busy. And the black drum, my God, they're thick. So, and they're, but there's no size to them. They're all puppy drum.
Pups. That's a good sign, though. That's a healthy industry when you got a lot of drum, buddy.
Yep, it is. Got one stingray yesterday. Foul hooked him. That was the first of the year, and I caught. I think Saturday, Sunday, I caught a hardhead. And that's the first one I've seen. Now, I did hear some, I heard a little chatter over the weekend down towards the end of the river. And them gaff top had showed up down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a bunch of trout at the end of the river. Yeah, here they go. But the wind's been our biggest factor right now. It's just, will not let up.
Yeah, it's been a cranking kind of spring, buddy.
Yeah, it has.
We'll be digging for some of this come about July and August.
Yeah, no kidding.
It'll be so hot.
Yeah, that's like they're talking about. One of the guys was talking yesterday at the marina about the rivers. They start really falling fast. I'm going, I don't see how with all this rain going across that mid-country up there. Especially after yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, because I had phone service, I could look at the radar, and man, New Orleans and then north, just, they got hammered. Matter of fact, they had a bunch of damage in New Orleans yesterday.
Oh,
trees
did they?
Down. Yeah, trees
tornadoes.
Down. I don't think, they said it was just the wind.
Just
because
some straight line winds, yeah. You know, some bad ones.
Yeah. My VHF radio, I had to turn it off. It
had to turn it off. All the alerts going off on it.
All the alerts on it was just stupid. And I listened to one of them because it mentioned end of the river. And they was talking about 60-mile-an-hour winds. And I went, boys,
yeah.
We don't need none of that 60-mile-an-hour wind on top of it because we don't have a place to hide.
Nope.
It was a blackbird that on top of piece of rose cane on that point we was on.
Right.
He probably sat there for 30 minutes, and that wind was blowing so hard, he'd go plumb out of sight. It'd bend him over down into the cane where you couldn't see him. And all of a sudden, he'd pop back up. He's still sitting on there. You crazy? Why don't you get down in the middle of all that? But other than that, that's all going on in my world.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, man.
Finish up tomorrow, and I'm coming home for Mother's Day, and then I'll turn around and come right back.
Yeah, you better get home for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Might be a killing up here in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I've missed them the last 10, 15 years mainly. You know, May's a really busy time for me, so.
Yeah, I know.
But it worked out that I'm going to be all for it, so I'm coming home.
Hit the road, Jack. All right, man. Yep. Well, how you throw out a number? Somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice and bowing up on some rodeos.
There you go, 832-338-9376. Catch on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And I'm catching a bunch of flounder. That's what's weird.
Yeah.
I ain't giant, but I've been catching 4 or 5 every day.
Yeah, everybody's catching them this year. That's a good sign. We even caught a couple down there in South Texas.
Cool. You catch big trout?
No, the weather was just too bad. We couldn't get to the big fish. Just the way it was, man.
I knew later.
Had a good time.
Have a good one. Later.
All right, see you, brother. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all different size bottles and all that. And if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by there, check out all their wild-caught guff seafood. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught guff shrimp. And we're in the height of crawfish season. They are crawfish central. They've got them. So reserve them, or if you're having a boil, you can buy them by the sack, or, hey, go by their Santa Fe location or at the dike and buy them already pre-cooked. Excellent quality. 409-945-4001, or you can check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tiki Island now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain JP, James Plug. James, what's up, man?
Man, I'm still laughing. Hey, we're sick, Ailey. We're not right.
Hey, that's why we do this. We're stupid.
I'm telling you, our brains aren't no good. Tell me about it, dude. I called you, and I said, man, either
you woke me up. I was going to sleep in because we stayed over at Cliff's house till midnight telling fish stories and decided, hey, let's don't go. We're just going to catch the same thing we caught today, and we really want a big fish. And Cliff said, hey, man, just rebook. Y'all come back and when the weather's right. He said, I can't get to them where I need to be.
Right.
It's just too windy. And so I slept in and my phone went off and I got up and made coffee and I called you, but you didn't pick up. I said, well, he's already probably in the water making his first wade.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I was going. That was Tuesday. I was playing golf. Me and Taylor played golf Tuesday. No, I moved my rig in Monday, that drifting deal, and I moved my tooth, you guys. I moved some stuff around.
Yeah.
But, you know, we weren't too bad. Oh, dude, we weren't too bad till about 10. And I said, man, it's starting to kick a little bit. And when we came in, luckily we caught them. And we caught them real good in the morning time. I think we ended up catching like 29 trout in the red. Yeah. But from 9 to 2, I think we caught 5. I know we did, because we left one spot. We had 24, and we went and checked on some other stuff. Gosh dang, dude. It
same way down there. Same way. Yeah, first wade was the best wade.
Right, and then it just went south.
If you call it good, you know.
Well, there just wasn't – they bit real quick. Their bite when we got there bit on the very tail end of the outgoing. And then when it starts rushing in, nothing wants to bite too good. So yesterday, well, you know, it was like, hey, yesterday morning I get up at like 4, and I told Craig and him, I said, look, man, if it looks bad, I'll text you, just stay home. Man, at 4, I look at the radar, man, we're good. I don't even think nothing about it. I do whatever
I'm doing.
It came
quick.
Dude, I got to come down here to get the boat and everything ready to go. And it's kind of mist and rain. Man, a little mist and rain right there. And I looked off to the west, and man, looks like a little bit of lightning, man. I
a little bit.
I got my phone and went, oh no, dude. This happened in like an hour. It went bad.
Boy, Corpus was getting smoked about 4 to 6 o'clock yesterday morning. I was looking at radar. My phone kept going off. I was going to sleep in, and my phone kept going off. I said, heck with it. I just got up, made coffee. And I said, man, look at this weather coming up the coast.
Yeah, it got – well, we ended up – man, we didn't leave here till
– 9 o'clock.
We left at 9:30.
That's what I figured. Y'all probably lit out about 9:30 or so. And, hey, boy, it turned off pretty behind that, though. It was beautiful.
It got nice, Mickey. But when we left, as soon as the storm cleared, after it rains, it was calm. I said, man, it's pretty nice. Dude, it went straight to like 25.
Yeah, saw that wind right behind that clearing.
Yeah, I said, this ain't good. So I kind of got beat up going wherever I was going. And it ended up okay. I think we caught maybe close to 20, but it never was. We missed the bite. They don't like that hard incoming tide right now. And the water mm-hmm. looks terrible. And there's places I'm fishing, there's no reason the water to look bad. I mean, the wind's doesn't affect stuff, but it's just bad.
That's the way it was down there. I've never seen that water look that bad. That's just how much wind they've had.
Really? It was trashed, huh?
Oh, it was terrible.
Even right on the bank, same deal?
Well, we found there was some good water at Cathead, and there was some good water at East Clayburg, and then there was one little decent strip. I mean, it was just okay in the very back of Alazon. The rest of Alazon looked like coffee creamer, the whole thing.
Right.
Shorelines and all.
Man. So how hard was it blowing y'all come in Monday? Because it was blowing 48 here. It was 40, yeah, I figured.
Yeah, 38 to 40.
Yeah, you could just add 10 down there because it was 28 at our
gym. At least. I said, man, what a wind tunnel.
Oh, man, but we talked about that. I saw it like, man,
Hey, you roll the dice and go down there and just hope for the best, and that's it,
man, you know.
But it was fun. Hey, just, you know, meeting and fishing with Rihanna, she is such a sweetheart. What a great girl, you know. She's got the right attitude. She knows how to fish. She can run a boat. She does it all. She does it right, man. Just like
well,
we
cool.
do.
That's and, cool.
And then after dinner at Cliff's, man, after we ate, we went to Cliff's house, and that would be worth the price of admission to sit there and hear some of
the
fish stories
trip,
we talked about.
And
I said, you need to go to bed. He said, hell no, I ain't fishing tomorrow. Let's talk fishing. It was classic.
No, that's cool. See, you can't replace that. You know,
that guy,
you don't have to catch
I mean,
nothing.
He goes, Mickey, how many if we lined up all the trout we've caught in our lifetime, put them end to end, how far would they stretch? I said, well, maybe to the moon. We were all laughing.
I don't know, man. We've put a dent in quite a few of them, buddy. Ain't no doubt about it.
But all the good stories, you know, him and Doug Bird back in the day and Sheikah and, you know, all the stuff, you know, me and you and Blaine, all our careers, and we laid it out on the table. It was good stuff.
Oh, Sheikah, I remember one time Sheikah, you know, he got, you know, Sheikah was pretty nutty. Then he kind of switched gears, got good, right. I was jacking with him at a boat show, and that's when they built this dog track up here. And he loved to gamble on them dogs, but he quit doing it. Yeah. Quit drinking,
well, they had a dog gambling. Track down there too.
That's where he was losing his marbles down there at dog track. So then he got to talking. He got so excited. He's telling me, "Look, man, you got to take this dog, wheel this dog." Now, look, James, I don't do that anymore. But look, man, look, you got to take this dog right here. I said, "Sheikah, you are a nut, dude." Billy was the first guy I ever met down there. I didn't know Clef. I met Billy. I think if I'm not mistaken, when I met him, he still worked at Dresser.
Yeah.
I think that's where he worked. Well, hey, I'm glad y'all had a good time. That's the main thing, man. Hey, if you catch something great, you can go great. It don't matter.
Yeah, it's something different to do, you know, a little different scenery. And, hey, it was all good.
Well, did y'all get to catch anything on that first wave? They bite it all? Or?
Yeah, I think we end up, man, probably total catching 25, 30 fish, you know, with some rat reds mixed in with a trout and all that. A couple of nice flatties. One real nice flounder.
Yeah, that's about the same thing we did. One of my guys, I remember that old, I don't even have one anymore. I don't even know they make anymore. Remember that old spitting image, that old floating topwater shad looking bait?
I've still got some.
Man, he was lacing them out on that thing, man. He was doing good. It was pretty good there. Yeah, spitting him. I said, what are you still? And you know, the topwater bite had kind of faded. I caught two or three, and I said, man, I'll put a tail, I mean, a jig on. Whatever I was throwing, a little PV, I don't even remember. And he kept looking at him down there. I said, man, you still throwing the top water? I couldn't really see how he's working his body. He said, yeah. I said that same thing. He said, yeah. He caught like 12 on that spit and image thing.
Yeah, you couldn't throw treble hook baits in that. You know, and here's – I'm so stupid. I had a box and, you know, wading box in the boat. And I didn't think about it till it was pretty much over. I should have put on a weedless spoon and kept the grass off. And, you know, I don't like fishing with spoons, but, hey, I'd have caught more fish because, you know, the grass, the floating grass, and it was just rolled up, buddy.
Yeah, and it ain't like you don't know how to throw a spoon. We used to make a living with spoons.
Yeah, and, I mean, I didn't think of that till I said, you know, I've got a couple in the box and there are a couple of gold weedless spoons that you can just reel right through this stuff. Because there's no telling how many fish we didn't catch or get bites off of because we were so grassed up all the time.
Hung up in the grass.
I was throwing a 16th-ounce Pro Elite, and that's even lighter than a 16th. It's probably more like a 32nd. And even if you kept it up, you still grassed up because there was so much floating grass coming from the meadows and all that being blown all the way across Baffin. And, man, we were coming in. There was mats of grass as big as a house, you know, all, you know, floating with the wind and the waves. Crazy.
Man, that's crazy. Well, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. That's their lifeblood is the grass.
But no, that's their structure. That's it. That's their habitat. No doubt.
Here we just got mud, no grass. Muddy water and no grass. but no, like I say, it was okay yesterday. I would say it was great. I could tell we were on the tail end of the bite. And right when the current, which they wanted to bite some, but man, the water was trashed. I mean, we're still catching them. I'm looking at that water, man. This is terrible.
Right.
But you could still get some bites. And we only caught one nice trout, about 20 inches. The rest of them just fish and a lot of little ones too. And, you know, when the water gets dirty, you get them pencils. You catch them babies, but you don't get them too good. But it was all right for yesterday.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to go.
Yeah, we made the day.
I thought, man, don't let this thing stall out and just sit here all morning long. And I thought that's what it was going to end up doing. I figured, you know, by 7:30 it'd be out of here. But, man, it hung on till almost 9 o'clock at my house.
How much rain you get at your house?
I didn't even look at the gauge. I know I couldn't mow yesterday because it was so wet.
You'd have got stuck out there mowing.
You don't want to stick that mower I got. You better call a wrecker.
Yeah, you'd have to get a wrecker to come get you. Well, there was this
hey, man, you going to fish today, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to leave here in just a minute.
What kind of wading boots were those that you got on in that picture?
Those are On Clouds. They got about 2,000 miles on them.
They look pretty rough.
They're pretty rough. I got a brand new pair in there.
Man, I got to find me a good. Hey, when they quit making those, what were those things we liked that were so good? They were light.
Those Sims things?
No, not Sims. They were cheap wading boots, but they were light as a feather. And, you know, if you waded a lot.
Soft Science.
Soft Science. That's it.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, they're toast, though, Mickey. Hey, I tell you, I got to be real careful about this Southerly deal because I was supposed to get all this Southerly stuff and I ain't got nothing.
Me either.
They called me, Mike did, and he wanted to talk to me about wading boots. And I told him what we were wearing. Actually, Kenny found these things while we were driving back from sale. Make a long story short, they're On Clouds. And they're
On
just
Cloud?
A hiking boot. On Cloud, like the tennis shoes.
Are they light?
Oh, Mickey, it's like you can go play basketball in them.
And they're comfortable?
Yes, sir. They've lasted me almost 2 years.
Dang.
And I have another pair. I have two pairs exactly the same. The other ones I ain't busted out. But anyway, the Southerly guy went and got some of these On Clouds. And that new Southerly thing that everybody's wearing. Well, I don't know about all his other stuff. I don't know because I ain't got any of them. And I ain't even got none of them shoes, but he took his wading boots and copied these On Clouds.
Right.
And I saw them at the fishing show, and it's probably the best boot besides these On Clouds that I've seen.
Yeah.
But now your sizes, see, the problem is your sizes. People's got big feet. I don't know what sizes they make.
Yeah, I'm going to need at least a 14. Hell, if I've got waders on, you know, with the neoprene feet in them, I need probably 14.5 or a 15.
I think they make them, Mickey. I know the Sully deal. Hey, call Mike about that. Talk Mike about them Sully. You will love them. I'm telling you, dude, it's big time. Hey, remember them time ones you bought that time that weighed about 15 pounds, looked like with some of them diving boots?
Oh, them Sims looked like I was moon booting. Clodhoppers, man.
Yeah, they had that wire thing you twisted up on there.
Yeah, you just turn the dial and it tightened them up on your foot. You know, I gave them away. I wore them two times, and I said, man, I'm going to end up drowning in these things.
You will. I knew you wasn't going to like them.
I didn't like them. I threw away about $150 on them.
Well, it looked good. It sounded good going down. No, call Mike about them deal. He'll get you some. They're nice.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them a number, James, where they can reach you, man.
Brother, 497-771-7306.
Prop him feet up, man.
Bye.
Later. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, and instrumentation, or fasteners and gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez. Morning, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing?
Man, I'm rigging up and ready to go slam some fish, buddy.
Tell me about that turbo shrimp or whatever that was you were throwing that Berkeley makes now. What's it called?
Golly, they make a turbo shrimp and a prawn shrimp.
Yeah.
The turbo shrimp is pretty sweet, man. It's got a, like these little legs that come off, but not, I really like the mantis shrimp for flounder season that they make, but they've got, that mantis shrimp, if you throw it and there's a lot of bait in the water, they'll tear up that, you know, those little feet on it real quick.
Good. Yeah.
So, yeah, I only fish that kind of in the when we're flounder fishing. But the turbo shrimp is a little bit heavier heavier style. Those legs are a little bit more durable. And they just kind of do that natural flutter in the water. And then that turbo shrimp now is crazy, man. It's got like a that prawn shrimp is crazy. It's got like a boat propeller on it, man. You reel that thing in and that tail is just doing 360s in the water.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a cool bait, man. We've been catching a lot of fish on it.
Just what we need, more soft plastic technology.
That's right, yeah. Shoot, after a while, they're going to have a freaking camera attached to them, and you'll be able to figure out exactly where the fish are.
Well.
Who knows, man? Hey, look, one thing's for certain. I'll take all the help I can get, buddy, in catching fish.
Bring it. I'm with you.
Bring it on, man. But, gosh, was a little bit worried about this morning for a while looking ahead at the weather. But, man, there's not a lick of rain in sight from what I can see.
I'm not seeing anything either. They were calling yesterday for rain today, but then this morning I looked at the Galveston forecast, and it's very minimal. Maybe a pop-up shower or something later, but nothing
yeah.
Right home about, buddy.
And super low winds this morning, man. It's pretty dead calm here in the old Offutt's Bayou system here. So we've got a little combination style trip this morning, man. We're going to go out, probably try to put these guys on some big fish right out the gates and then tuck back in and maybe end that sucker with a little light tackle fishing on the jetties or doing some trout in the channel. But try a little little combo action this morning. And then this afternoon we're on a 6-hour monster hunt. So going after the biggest, baddest stuff we can find.
Awesome. That'll work.
And then next week, I've got, two or three 10, 12-hour trips offshore. And I'm hoping that it's doable, man. I mean, we were hoping for amberjack season. Of course, crickets on that whole deal. I don't think we're definitely not going to get it in May, obviously. But, rumor has it we might not even get it in October either.
Yeah.
I think on the recreation side, I think they ended up, I don't know, man, some numbers are showing that there was like a couple hundred thousand pounds over or something last year on the AJs. A lot of that is not driven from here locally, but.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Jeff was saying last week when I talked to him. He don't look for any kind of AJ season, period.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, you know, you know what it's going to do, Mickey, is it's going to force people to change up the fishing method on these offshore trips in May. And yeah, you know, I'm excited about it. Honestly, we're going to really transition into doing more of the deeper water slow pitch jigging for, you know, queen snapper, grouper.
Yeah, and catch other bottom species, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm not, you know, of course the AJs are great, but I'm not mad at it. You know, yeah. I'm not mad at it. It's not going
to
make or break
to
it.
Rebound that species, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yep. And I enjoy catching the AJs, of course, but I think, man, you know, I think it'll be good. I think our box are going to look a lot different this month as far as if we can make it offshore than they have in the previous years and seasons.
Yeah, good luck with that, man. Hopefully, this wind's going to – it's got to leave sooner or later. It's just been blowing for too long, too hard.
And, you know, I'm hoping that if it you know, worst case, it blows the rest of May, maybe we'll get a real calm June.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I like your positive thinking.
But the real question is, you know, with the whole Florida bumping it up to like a million days of snapper season, I think they went from, I mean, nothing to the longest snapper season in history.
Yeah, nothing, you know, feast or famine.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's inside people that already know, but your boy Sharky's got a big question mark on what this snapper season down here is going to look like for us, you know?
You and everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, it's only one way to find out and see, I'll tell you that. We've got to wait it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Man, it would
be nice
super
let you
cool.
Know now, and then you could get your ducks in a row on your bookings, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a fact. Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we're going to do the you know, we're pre-booking for June and July, you know, being that we have the history of those two months being, you know, typically open for snapper. But, you know, August is a big question mark. I think last year they extended it like 22 days or something like that in August. And, of course, we didn't find that out till like the end of July. So I don't know, man. We'll see. Thought this was pretty cool. We were on an inshore trip the other day, catching a bunch of fish. It was like 10-foot seas out at the jetties, and we had a full day. It was like a 6-hour and a 4-hour trip. They booked both of them back-to-back, and we had already caught every fish under the sun on the light tackle side of things. And I'm looking out past that south jetty, and it's freaking whitecap, and I'm like, oh, buddy. They really wanted to catch something big, and I pulled up a shrimp boat like 5-6 miles outside the south. And it's early for there to be a lot of shrimp boat activity this, you know, in May. Typically, that June 15th is when they open that season, and to my knowledge. But, man, they're out there early. And so, anyway, we persevered through it, and I was saying my prayers pulling up to this boat out there thinking, man, if this doesn't pan out, we got to drive back in this rough stuff with no fish, you know?
Yeah.
And shoot, man, we put a bait in the water. That thing wasn't in there 3.5 milliseconds, and it was screaming. Ended up being like 140-pound black tip. And then, gosh, we fought that for a while, got it in the boat. And then I looked back up. That boat was like 1.5 miles away, and by the time I pulled back up to it, they were pulling out their nets, and, man, it was a feeding frenzy, buddy.
It
was on like
Donkey
Kong.
All right,
it was cool.
Well, I got to frenzy out and head up to Rayburn next. If somebody wants to call
all right, buddy.
About getting down and getting it on, give them some info.
Come on, man. Let's go get them. We're just waiting on you guys, man. Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. That's the easiest way to find us. If you want to hop on our website, it's OutKastFishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Love to have you guys come out. We have on-site lodging, sleep up to 20 people here upstairs. Come on and get it.
You got it. All right, Sharky.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day, man. Good luck to you. Be safe.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you on Saturday, bud.
Okay, dog. Later. All right. Now let's run up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman and see what's up. I know Sam Rayburn's water level's up. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mick. Wow, did we have some rain.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
It happened twice, you know.
Yeah.
The days there. And probably been doing good. When the wind don't blow us, you know, so bad we can't fish or we're
right.
Not flooded. Yesterday it slowed them down, you know, some. Rusty came up with some guys that fish with me all the time yesterday.
Did he? That's cool.
Yeah. And they caught, you know, I mean, we didn't fish but till noon, and I think they caught, I don't know, probably 150 fish, you know.
But, oh, is that all?
But they didn't have about 20 keepers. It's just them brush pots. I mean, it's been worse. It's been unreal. I mean, you go out there and catch 250, 300 fish and have, you know, 50, 60 keepers. But
right.
They're so close. I mean, you know, I ain't going to keep one if he ain't absolutely legal. And a bunch of them it just look like they're 1/8 of an inch, 1/16 of an inch.
They're right there.
Yeah, but in about 2 weeks, fast that size.
Right.
It'll be easy to get, you know, 100 or so keepers. But we're ready for it. That wind has killed us here for, you know, a couple of weeks.
It's been brutal,
and
man.
Water came up. I don't know if it came up. I didn't even look at it, but it's going to come up.
I think
you're
about 6 inches above pool now or something.
Oh, it's more than that, I know.
Is it?
I mean, because it
check my old deal here.
Yeah, it's got a big, you know, foot and a half, 2 foot, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
If they've updated the charts, because just looking at it, it's all up in the grass and stuff now.
Well. Where's my Rayburn?
But that
make man?
that would make some fun bass fishing up there throwing a frog or a buzzbait too.
Right. Yeah, this deal here is the graph showing 165.28. That's from the 6th of May. That's not even now. That was before all this rain. So yeah, it's
yeah.
Poor
both me. It came up, you know, from that first rain, and then that water still coming in and all this. I don't know how much they had above us, but I know how much we had here. You know, that bucket I used to dip water with to put in the aerator buckets up. That sucker had at least 5 inches in it, I know.
Right. Yeah.
But
well,
we're going
to
go out there
firsthand.
Yeah, we're going out there today, and hopefully that all that fresh water ain't messed it up, you know.
Yeah, looks like a pretty day ahead of us, so, hey, make the most of it, you know.
Yeah, we was worried about, you know, whether we was going to another day, we might better cancel, you know, with the weather. I said, just hold off a day and see, because and he takes back. We're coming good. Yesterday, I mean, it was real, real cloudy and foggy yesterday morning. And you need that sun. That sun really helps some crappie.
It does. That's same way with trout. If I'm fishing deep, I like that sunlight on them trout. All right, Randy.
Yep.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, give them a number so they can reach you and get on up and get it while it's getting good.
Yeah, it's 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
Hey, you do the same. Good talking to you. See you, man. Yeah. All right. That's Randy Dierman up on the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, though, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.